This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Election Eve. I need to turn a few things down. There we go. That's much better. Election Eve coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there is something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, and I don't know how long it's going to go for. I'm going to have the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel and also retired NYPD Lieutenant Andrew Salente, who's going to be joining them as well because, our last push, if you will, before the voting polls open. We have witnessed in, all of us in our lifetime, a series of cultural storms over the last several decades. And this has altered our landscape. Most have been artificial, and they've been created and powered by an ideology that seeks complete control over this nation and its future, set in motion to create the very chaos in which to implement progress. These storms have eradicated family structure, history, ethical standards, our moral standards, our legal framework, our borders, our Constitution, and now to a certain degree, even the civil discourse. And these have been mere precursors to the tsunami that Hillary Clinton represents. She is the culmination of socialist, fascist progressivism. She has come to complete the transformation unless we stop her. And if we don't stop her, we may never get another chance. At least not peacefully. Subtly but unmistakably, the left have been eroding our ability and our right to object to their ideology, to resist their forced implementation through politics, the courts, entertainment, and the media, all of which is presently under this way. This little social coup has been a long time in the making, and it isn't going away anytime soon, even if Trump prevails tomorrow. If he fulfills this potential as not only an obstacle to the left's victory, but as a vehicle of improvement, there is hope of a counter-revolution, philosophically speaking. If he fails, your right to speak or act against the tide of fascist progressivism will disappear, likely forever, barring a truly awful and cataclysmic social collapse, or worse than that, where we come at each other. This overthrow started in small ways with tactics such as political correctness and the focus upon feelings as equivalent to protected rights. In all things done by the left, the goal is to exert control over resistance, to shame and embarrass those who have the sense to know the difference between absurdity and reality. Political correctness has never been anything more than a method by which to prevent those with sense from revealing the lies to those without it. And look how it's grown and metastasized into a justification for violence and illegality. The left's irrational hatred of their opponent's resistance to almost all forms of control has become a justification for physical assaults, for character assassination, and for open lawlessness. The left's scope of control has become massive, and it continues to metastasize, to grow. They control the schools, where children are turned into foot soldiers for a future ideological army, whose ability to appreciate truth when it is placed before them is indoctrinated out of them at a very early age. They're taught lies, but in such a way as to quash their curiosity about whether there is any alternative viewpoint by making the sources of such views and the facts that inform them appear bigoted and racist and hate-filled. The left treats truth as lies and equates lies with morality. The indoctrinated emerge certain in the superiority of their morality over those with actual morals and are unable to tell the difference. They control entertainment and media, which has been forever exposed as a consort of a leftist government. They increasingly control religion, as so many formerly Christian churches have become mere vehicles for a leftist social change. What all of these have in common is that these social structures are vehicles for the control of thinking and of how well-informed the society in which we live will be. And the left assumes greater control over these mechanisms and uses them to implement or implant disinformation and propaganda. Our ability to resist diminishes as we have fewer means and opportunities to present the truth about what is being done and what is being lost. And this has all been preparation for Hillary. With the assistance of illegal votes from countless non-citizens, dead people, anyone who's paid attention for the last 30 years understands that Clinton is the most embittered, defensive, and even psychotic politician we've seen in modern times. Her anger is legendary. Her hatred for her opponents is a matter of pride, about which she has openly bragged. Her paranoia is boundless. She will rule, not govern, and will do so in such a way as to not only punish her enemies, but destroy their ability to ever again rise against her and her followers. Her followers have made their presence known. We've seen them in Occupy camps and race riots and vicious attacks on whites that are ignored, in purposeful incitement to violence at political rallies and bombings of Republican political offices, the mounting murder figures in every city controlled by her political party. It's just out there. Given her history, the repercussions of her elevation to the presidency will be harsh and likely irreversible. Harsh because she detests normal Americans, does not care about the laws or structures of the nation that she wishes to overthrow. And then the real changes are going to come. Expect most forms of public opposition to be deemed hate speech. And when that happens, for everybody that stays home, for all of these Republican conservative speaking heads and everything that are out there saying never Trump, when that happens, it will be on you, because then people like me are going to have to take a change. We're going to have to change things for you, because I'm not going to sit back and watch this happen. If Trump loses tomorrow, which I still don't know which way it's going to go. I know how I'm going to vote, and everybody should go out and vote. And I'm going to exhort you to go do that tonight. But if Trump loses tomorrow, it will be in large part to a bunch of Republicans and a bunch of so-called pseudo-conservatives that are out there saying, well, you know, we don't talk that way. We don't like people that talk that way. We're not going to take that. He's not real. He's not conservatism. He's a flawed candidate. If he loses tomorrow, I'll be saying the hell with you guys. Tomorrow you have to vote as if your right to live and to worship and to speak and to ever be heard again. That is your right to be a free and independent American citizen depends on this election. That's how you got to vote tomorrow. That's why you have to vote for tomorrow. You don't get to sit back and say, well, I don't like either one of them. Okay, well, I get that. Life isn't fair. Life is not fair. You actually have to participate sometimes in things you may find distasteful. And this time, this is something that everybody has a vested interest in this. We really do. Vote as if your right to live depends upon it, because it does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. We're going to talk about the state of ammunition in just a little bit. Before we go there, though, let's talk about these. Another family, another little darling has been killed while he was trying to rob something. The parents of a dead armed robber are very, very angry over his death, and they're demanding to know why his innocent victim was allowed to be armed. We're talking about Timia Hairston and Michael Grace Sr., their son Michael Grace Jr., was shot and killed during an attempted robbery. Police said that Grace Jr. and two other people tried to rob a Pizza Hut on the 3200 block of Freedom Drive, wherever that is. During the incident, an employee fired his own handgun and killed Grace Jr. Hairston said she learned of her son's death on social media. How did they know? How did anybody know to put that out there? And only got confirmation from police after contacting them first. The grieving mother said she has been left with dozens of questions about the situation that have thus far gone unanswered. And her statement is, if there was to be a death, it was not the place of the employee at Pizza Hut. That is a place of law enforcement. They're angry that their son was shot and killed by an employee. They don't believe the full story has been released to the public. They're asking, why in the hell did this guy have a gun? She said her son was shot in the head, and she thinks the shooting may have been personal, citing past conflicts Grace Jr. had had with other employees at the restaurant. This wasn't a body shot. This was a head shot. My son was shot in the left side of his head, just behind his ear. A head shot is personal. A head shot is quicker when it comes to stopping something. Even though their son was in the process of committing a crime, the family thinks his death was undeserved and unjustified. She said she thinks the employee who shot her son needs to be in jail and wants all parties involved in the situation to be honest about what happened. So, Timia Hairston, you want honesty, okay? Here's some honesty for you, Timia Hairston. The honest truth is that every human being is born with the natural human right to arm themselves for the defense of their lives from both rogue governments and violent criminals like your son. Your dead thug of a son was one of three vile human predators who obtained deadly weapons and put the lives of innocent people at risk and likely would have ended their lives without a second thought over the petty contents of a restaurant cash drawer. It's almost a cashless society, Timia. And here's some more honesty for you. It's not the role of law enforcement to protect individual lives. This is an immutable truth, which is also a practical fact, and thanks to the Supreme Court, a legal reality. One person and one person alone is responsible for defending yourself against violent predators, and that person is the individual. The Pizza Hut employee respected his own life enough to arm himself, and it proved to be a wise decision because your son, Michael Grace Jr., and his buddy pals were committing a violent armed felony when the employee drew his lawfully concealed weapon and opened fire not only to defend his life, but the lives of the other employees in the store. You then complained that the bullet that struck your son behind the ear during the ensuing firefight was personal. Yeah. You're right. Being in a firefight is personal. Preying on your fellow human beings is personal. Even if armed robbery seemed to be your son's idea of business, would you have preferred it if the Pizza Hut employee had put a controlled pair through his heart instead? Would that have mattered? And I don't think so. At the core of it, your complaint is that your son was killed committing a crime, and you don't seem to think that he deserved it, even though he callously and intentionally put numerous other lives at risk. And in this, you are wrong. That employee had the right to defend his life and the lives of others against the violent actions of your predator son. Your son made a free choice to be a violent criminal. Your son earned that bullet. That is an occupational hazard. If you're going to do a little, you know, armed robbery here and there. Because there's a few things that you need to understand about reality. In a real situation, if I am armed and somebody comes in pointing guns at a bunch of people, and I know that they're up to no good, I have no legal need to take a survey to find out where they're going to stop their crime. Are they going to stop at simply robbing? Is there going to be a little pistol whipping, maybe some sexual assault? Are they going to gun down everybody in the room? I don't have to take the time to find that out. I don't, and I'm not going to. And if it's a headshot that if I have a clean headshot, then yeah, I'm going to take a headshot. And, you know, I understand that you're hurting, Ms. Harrison. I really do. And I feel for you. I feel for you. No parent wants to hear that. But at the same time, your son was a thug. Where were you the night he went out to do a little armed robbery at Pizza Hut? Did you ever go check his room to see if he had a little stash of weapons in there or whatever? Whatever it was, your son made a calculated choice. And only idiots pull guns and don't expect to see other guns. Only idiots do that. I don't care about the gun-free zone or anything else. Everybody that goes to a gun-free zone with the intent to harm somebody is running a risk that somebody, you know, like that Falconer guy out in, where was that? Was that Minnesota? Wherever it was. You're running the risk that somebody out there is going to ignore the stupidity of the gun-free zone plastic sign and bring their own weapon with them and choose to be, you know, what is it, judged by 12 rather than carried by 6 or whatever, however you want to put it. I'm sorry about your son, and at the same time, your son earned what he got. Pity, but that's a life of crime. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminate your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio on Election Eve. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We are faced with a crisis of dishonesty and corruption, which is bigger, really, and really, truly, it is bigger and deeper than pantsuit. Now, defeating her is necessary if we would like to clean up our dishonest and corrupt capital city. But in many ways, Hillary is merely the most prominent face in an entire network of dishonest people. The dishonesty infects the news media, the Justice Department, the IRS, the VA, the State Department, the White House, among others. From lying about Benghazi to lying about the Affordable Care Act to lying about the payments to Iran, lying about corruption, incompetence, dishonesty, failure at the VA, the pervasive willingness to lie infects our government. Clinton's dishonesty has been breathtaking in its brazen contempt for us. She has mastered the art of memorizing lies and then repeating them with such arrogance and assertiveness that she almost convinces you, even when you know everything that she is saying is a lie. And now with the various WikiLeaks and court order disclosures and hard work by a small number of reporters, especially maybe at Fox News on a small scale, Wall Street Journal, another scale, we've learned that Hillary's mendacity is merely the most public in a network of corruption and dishonesty so pervasive it can only be described as a cesspool that threatens the entire American system. And this is on both sides.
One of the greatest dangers to our entire system of self-governance under the laws has been the growth in foreign influence, seeking to buy control in American policies and actions. The founding fathers were very aware of the danger of foreign money and influence seeking to control our politics and our government. In fact, they wrote a prohibition against foreign influence buying into the Constitution. Article 1, Section 9 says, "No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept of any present office or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state." Congress has implemented this ban through the Foreign Gifts and Decorations Act, which specifically prohibits spouses of public officials from receiving payments linked to foreign governments. So during the 8 years of that Hillary was in the Senate and the 4 years that she was Secretary of State, every foreign government payment to Bill Clinton or to the Clinton Foundation was expressly prohibited by the Constitution and by federal law. Now, 229 years ago, why were the founding fathers worried that people like the Clintons would introduce foreign corruption? Well, they lived through the corruption of the British government and rebelled against it. As Gordon Wood has described authoritatively, the Americans embraced the Whig critique of and hostility to corruption. Their passion for limited government was in part driven by the depth of their hostility toward government corruption. So decades before Lord Acton warned that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely, the founding fathers were designing a constitution to enforce the law and limit dishonesty and corruption. Second, many of the founding fathers had read Roman and Greek history. They had a very profound sense of the degree to which corruption has destroyed liberty and the rule of law, leading to dictatorship and tyranny. If you were to read the magnificent novels by Colleen McCullough about the fall of the Roman Republic and the rise of Caesar, you will see sobering parallels. Volume 1 is called The First Man in Rome. Already in that first book, set around 100 BC, foreign rulers had learned that the Roman Senate had grown corrupt and could be bribed. The cancer of dishonesty was growing throughout the Roman power structure. McCullough would have understood the Clintons and the cesspool of corruption they live in and preside over. This would be, you know, the fiction. Fiction looking like real life. Now, Donald Trump says he wants to drain the swamp. That's a really big job, and that would be a struggle to try to do that. President John Adams warned, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Now we're testing the capacity of us to survive immoral and dishonest corrupt leaders and a network of corruption that is pervasive and frighteningly powerful. John Dean described the Watergate cover-up as a cancer on the presidency. The cover-up was the cancer. Then the scale and influence of today's dishonesty and corruption is a cancer threatening the very survival of the rule of law and the American system of self-government. Lincoln, seeking to prevail in a crisis of the Republic, went to Gettysburg and rallied the American people with these words: "It is for us, the living, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus so far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation under God shall not have a new birth of freedom, or shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." Now we have to step up. We don't have to do anything overly awesome, except go vote. Go vote. Let's see what happens if we get out there with a tsunami of a turnout and overwhelm things. Let's see what we can do with that. Because I guarantee you, what is left if Trump fails? If Trump fails, it won't be that Trump failed. It will be that the conservatives didn't back him. It won't be that Clinton beat him. The Democrats don't like Clinton. They hate pantsuit. So it's, you know, if he loses, it will be because he didn't have the full support of the apparatus behind him. You know, I believe we're going to be talking with Steve DeAndrelli, Roger Katz, Andrew Salenti, all from the Arbalest Quarrel. And we're going to hear about this lawsuit that the Bushes have filed. The Bush family. We're going to hear about this lawsuit. They were talking about it earlier today. I don't know if I can get them to go ahead and spill it. But we're going to spill it. We're going to see how far we can take it. If Trump wins, that is a repudiation of the entire establishment in politics in D.C. That's step one. That's the first step that needs to occur. We need to make that happen tomorrow. And it's within our grasp. All of these flickers you hear out there saying, well, the Electoral College is showing some breaches. That's bad signs. That's a really bad sign for certain people. So we can actually make that metastasize ourselves like a cancer of hope, if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Now then, what is the current pre-election ammunition situation? There's actually been an ammunition buying frenzy that started over the summer and has completely overwhelmed production capacity. They're trying to make it as fast as they can, and they can't begin to keep up with demand. And all ammunition manufacturers are in the same boat, and we're all at the mercy of what they're at the mercy of. Ammunition manufacturers are at the mercy of the vendors of primers and cases and bullets and propellant. So, and the supplies are going to get even thinner in coming months due to an extremely unstable political climate around the world. I don't think the outcome of the national election will actually make that much of a difference in it. They're working sort of hard to keep it up as best they can. And the problem is the buying frenzy continues unabated. It's just going wild. And they've never seen anything like this before. They didn't see this in 2013. Now, let's look at the best way to look at things, if we can, just for a second. If Trump wins, we're very likely to see some widespread rioting in the wake of this election. Metro areas will be a very good place to stay out of. Metro areas would be a very good place to stay out of. See, when everybody talks about revolution, civil war, all this, the metro area is where it's really going to be bad. It's never going to be bad in the suburbs. Those of us that are truly prepared, we're going to go around armed. The sheep, well, they'll be fleeced and slaughtered. Tonight is the last night of knowing that the only president of the United States currently around that matters is Barack Obama. His destructive administration is rapidly drawing to a close. The Constitution, especially on the gun rights side, has remained relatively intact considering the onslaught. Considering it. But he has started something they call the Imperial Presidency, and if Clinton succeeds Obama, then the nation is probably not going to be able to take that very well. She's going to try to dismantle the Bill of Rights. She will undermine our national sovereignty, our national pride, our uniqueness. She will compel uniformity in thought and deed. She will cement the Imperial Presidency. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about me. She doesn't care about the United States. It's all about her. This is her moment, her vindication. She and her family prove through their deeds that they serve only their own personal selfish interests and those of their secret benefactors, both in this country and abroad. The Department of State, that was just a way to pad the bank account. And she'll use, as a president, she will not leave like they did when they were, you know, when Bill was president, when they left broke, remember, when they only down to $10 million, whatever it was. And in the meantime, our country is what rests in the balance. The nation has had enough of the Clintons. I've had enough of all of the families in the political spectrum. I'm tired of hearing about the Bushes, tired of hearing about the Kennedys, tired of all of them. Treason is a crime against country. And that horror is etched in stone for all to see. Coming from Isaiah 5:20-21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Has Clinton committed treason? To Clinton's benefactors and supporters, just asking that is heresy. They would like the question to go away. The problem is that it won't. That question lies simmering like a molten magma just below the crust. It lies dormant, but it is hot, it is liquid, and it is potent. Only a few take notice, but all of us should. There's a lot of people that say that Hillary Clinton is a traitor. They hurl the word at her as an invective, as an epithet, just feverish in their denunciation of Clinton. But, you know, calling a person a traitor, if mere epithet as invective, means nothing more than saying, I hate you, go to hell. A mere assertion of indignation, of moral outrage toward one, and I get it, carries no legal import or significance. Then there's things like rational basis for leveling the charge of treason against Clinton. But a rational basis isn't automatically a legal basis. It is the legal ground for charging Hillary Clinton with treason that we must ponder. Treason is a very serious charge. For treason is a crime against our nation's sovereignty. Treason is a crime against our country, against the founders of our republic, a crime against our Constitution, against our Bill of Rights, and against our institutions. Our system of laws, against the rule of law. It's a crime against our fellow countrymen. Treason is treachery incarnate to our nation. Despicable behavior warrants our condemnation, surely, but unless our laws forbid hateful behavior, such behavior isn't subject to prosecution. Treason is forbidden conduct. Treason is prosecutable. The crime of treason is codified in our Constitution and in statute. But the question has to be asked, does the way Clinton conducts herself and has conducted herself amount to treason? The media is not weighing in on this. They won't touch the subject. Their organizations and commentators are not aligned to the mainstream media. You know, some of them have thrown it around. I've thrown it around. But it won't go away. It's like a big silverback gorilla in the room. But is that a real gorilla or is it just a shadow? Now, Clinton is a criminal, without a doubt. She has committed a multitude of felonies. And neither the Attorney General nor Congress cares enough to do anything about it. We know that she has committed serious crimes. So, and evidence of that is massive. I mean, she's committed espionage. She has breached security protocols. And I mean, I used to live with these things. And the penalty for breaching them was horrible. Horrible jail time if you were in uniform. Clinton needs to answer for her crimes. We don't need a double standard. She doesn't need to have one standard. We have a different one for us. That's not the way this works. It's never been the way that works. There's nobody too big to be prosecuted. Nobody. We've got to come to that understanding. The problem with Trump for them is that Trump will go after them. They think that. They believe that. And we can help him do that. Coming up next, the Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.